Today, February 13th, 2006, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Devoted to Disneyland. Actor, musician, and star John Stamos makes his home the happiest place on earth. He's an actor, he's a drummer, he's a heartthrob, and John Stamos has one more distinction to his credit. He's also the proud owner of the original Disneyland marquee sign, as well as a treasure trove of other Disneyland memorabilia. What inspired a Hollywood star to plant an enormous baby blue D in his front yard? According to John, it's all part of a love affair with Disney that goes back for decades. John tells us, quote, "I grew up in Cyprus, which is near Anaheim. So I spent a lot of years visiting Disneyland, going as a young kid for birthdays and stuff. I just became addicted. In junior high, we would save our lunch money until we had $5 to pay for general admission. I think it was kind of a sweet childhood because it was kind of a place to go on the weekend to hear bands in the late 70s and early 80s, unquote. One of those bands was the legendary surf rock act Papa Do Run Run. After meeting the band during those Disneyland performances, John eventually ended up as their drummer and played with Papa Do Run Run for years. In spite of this stint in the world of rock and roll, John Stamos is best known to the public these days for his acting. The former star of the wildly popular family series Full House is now the lead in ABC Television's Jake in Progress. But some things stay constant. He may no longer need to save up his lunch money for a Disneyland visit, but John has never tired of the happiest place on earth. John says, quote, "My best friend Mike from that time and I are still best friends. We still love to go. I'll just wear a hat and glasses and we'll sit on a park bench for hours like two old men," unquote. And it was that love of Disney that stopped John in his tracks one day, as he was looking at random through the listings on eBay and discovered the original Welcome to Disneyland sign up for auction by DisneyAuctions.com. He says, quote, "I had no idea it was available. I had no idea anything was available," unquote. Even the little thumbnail photo of the sign with the eBay listing was enough to spark a flood of nostalgia. John says, quote, "I just remember driving down Harbor Boulevard and having all of those feelings of excitement, and I thought, I want that in my house. It was like $20,000 or $30,000, but I never thought I would get it. I figured it was an incredible investment, so I bid just for fun, just so I could say I'd bid on it. Then I forgot about it. So the day the auction was supposed to end, I thought, I wonder how much that sign went up to. I logged in and saw my screen name as the high bidder. My heart started pounding. I was just pacing in my office. I kept refreshing the page and I thought someone was going to come in at the last minute and grab it, but they didn't." Unquote. The sign, measuring a whopping 13 feet 6 inches high, was delivered by two tractor trailers, and John was hooked. He has since acquired a Dumbo ride vehicle, a 40th birthday present, and a little imp figure from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. This is not the kind of collection that will fit on a few shelves of a curio cabinet, John admits. He says, quote, "I'm in the process of looking at new homes, and my prerequisite is, okay, where do I put my Dumbo? I want to get a sky bucket. Where do I put that? I think I just found a place that'll do nicely," unquote. Although he doesn't envision Jake in Progress visiting Disneyland, John fondly recalls the episodes of Full House that were filmed on location at Walt Disney World. He says, quote, "They really took me under and around and over. I remember one day they took me down to a shop where they showed me all of the audio animatronics. It was amazing. Through my connections and being on television, I've gotten to do some really cool things," unquote. His theme park acquisitions, however, have mostly come from the same source anyone can use, if they wish. He bids through DisneyAuctions.com on anything that seems especially cool. You don't have to be a star to collect Disneyland memorabilia. Maybe just a little starry-eyed. For more information on Disney Auctions, visit us at Disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop plus photos and trivia in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.